Last August, the city warned auto business owners to ensure that their vehicles don't cross city property, including the area near sidewalks. Councillor Paul Ainslie said that it is part of an initiative to improve the streetscape at Kingston and Galloway Road.
Some of the property owners are saying city staff are laughing. No, it's our right. And I've told staff to be, courteous to the property owners, because if you're a used car lot, for example, and it has cars on our property, what in fact they're doing is trespassing, and the city could just bring in tow trucks and just tow everything off the property.
The Lone Ranger is a family business that has been in the area for 24 years. Last March, the owner's daughter, Kelly Beardsworth, said a city official stormed into their office, saying that their cars were on city property. At the end of the day, no cars were towed.
We're also making the street, more beautiful, but, you have to be able to operate your business, too. And the way they've gone about enforcing it isn't really a reasonable thing. We're not bad people, we're just working. There's no reason to come in like that.
Her father, Frank Boz, said that other auto business owners in the area feel intimidated.
They're infringing on my rights to the enjoyment and freedoms that I have under the Canadian Charter to enjoy my property, and they're forcing me off the land. This is not about their bylaws. We're going to adhere to their bylaws. We want to respect the city's bylaws. This is about them bullying us into trying to get us off of the strip. So what I suggest is that they come down here, make us an offer, buy us out, expropriate the land.
The city is resurveying the area to establish the lines of ownership. Katrina